Real Reads, An Introduction to Literature by Simon Bibby, Mary Ota, and Wendy Jones Nakanishi, published by Perceptia Press. This recording is copyright. Unit 1. Aesop's Fables. The Ant and the Grasshopper. A nation of ants spent a busy summer collecting food to see them through the long winter. They were about to shut themselves up for that long, cold season when a grasshopper approached in great distress. Fearing that he would die of cold and hunger, he humbly begged them to take him in for the winter. One of the ants asked the grasshopper what he had done during the summer. Had he not laid on supplies as they had done? "My friends," said the grasshopper, "I passed the summer merrily, drinking and dancing, and alas, never gave thought to winter." The ant, sadly shaking his head at such folly, replied, "They who play in the summer risk starving in the winter." The Bat, the Birds, and the Beasts. A great conflict was about to come off between the birds and the beasts. When the two armies were collected together, the bat hesitated which to join. The birds that passed his perch said, "Come with us." But he said, "I am a beast." Later on, some beasts who were passing underneath him looked up and said, "Come with us." But he said, "I am a bird." Luckily, at the last moment, peace was made and no battle took place. So the bat came to the birds and wished to join in the rejoicings. But they all turned against him and he had to fly away. He then went to the beasts, but soon had to beat a retreat, or else they would have torn him to pieces. "Ah," said the bat, "I see now. He that is neither one thing nor the other has no friends." The Four Oxen and the Lion. A lion used to prowl about a field in which there were four oxen. He tried to attack them many times, but whenever he came near, they turned their tails to one another, so that whichever way he approached them, he was met by the horns of one of them. They helped and protected each other. Finally, however, they argued among themselves and each went off to pasture alone in a separate corner of the field. Then the lion attacked them one by one and soon killed all four. The Milkwoman and Her Bucket. A farmer's daughter was carrying her bucket of milk from the field to the farmhouse when she started thinking, "The money for which this milk will be sold will buy at least 300 eggs. The eggs, allowing for all mishaps, will produce 250 chickens. The chickens will become ready for the market when poultry will fetch the highest price, so that by the end of the year I shall have money enough from my share to buy a new dress. In this dress I will go to the Christmas parties where all the young men will propose to me, but I will toss my head and refuse them every one." At this moment she tossed her head in unison with her thoughts, when down fell the milk pail to the ground and all her imaginary schemes vanished in a moment. The Mischievous Dog. A dog used to run up quietly to the heels of everyone he met and to bite them without notice. His master put a bell around his neck so that the dog might give notice of his presence wherever he went. Thinking it a mark of distinction, the dog grew proud of his bell and went tinkling it all over the marketplace. One day, an old hound said to him, "Why do you show off like that? That bell that you carry is not any order of merit. On the contrary, that bell is a mark of disgrace, a public notice to all men to avoid you as an ill-mannered dog." The Crow and the Pitcher. A crow, half dead with thirst, came upon a pitcher, which had once been full of water. But when the crow put its beak into the mouth of the pitcher, he found that only very little water was left in it, and that he could not reach far enough down to get at it. He tried and he tried, but at last had to give up in despair. Then a thought came to him, and he took a pebble and dropped it into the pitcher. Then he took another pebble and dropped it into the pitcher. Then he took another pebble and dropped that into the pitcher. Then he took another pebble and dropped that into the pitcher. Then he took another pebble and dropped that into the pitcher. At last, he saw the water mount up near him, and after casting in a few more pebbles, he was able to quench his thirst and save his life.